going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
As the day went on yesterday and more Juan Soto reports were out there about how he's unhappy and he's glum, as Michael Kay said, and Bob Clappage put out all this stuff, I was hoping Juan Soto would come out last night and hit three home runs. I was hoping he'd be sprinting around the bases or hit a ball in the gap and get a triple, show everybody that there is nothing to worry about and this is a silly conversation. Well, the opposite happened. The Mets lost. The team couldn't hit with runners in scoring position again, and we have another Juan Soto didn't bust it out of the box because he thought he hit a home run. He did not hit a home run, and then he was standing there on first base. Stole second, which I guess is a little bit of a consolation prize, but man, Carlos Mendoza said after the game, we got to talk to him about hustle. If the manager is saying it, that means it's a real problem, and there are people in the Mets organization that are telling Bob Clappish, Michael Kay, and others that this is going on. So don't get on the people that are reporting it. Get on the people in the Mets organization that are telling them that, because I trust that those guys are delivering the right message. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. We wake up May 20th and the Phillies are in first place.
Yep.
All right, but that doesn't really mean much. I mean, we got a long way to go. There's a lot of things that are going to happen. I'm not going to overreact to all this stuff, but I'm not going to get on Michael Kay or Bob Clappish. They're just reporting what people are telling them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do a good job. They're around the teams. We're not around the teams. I can only make my observations from, you know, being away from the team, reading all the things that people are writing, watching his body language, watch how he is playing, talking about his contract. And by the way, I did not bring up the private jet thing. You know, Carl Ravitch brought up the private jet thing, and we were discussing the fact that, you know, and that had all been reported. So Carl wasn't getting inside information or anything. It already had been reported as part of the perks that the Mets gave Juan Soto to get him over there and get him away from the Yankees. Hey, look, I would go to the Mets, too, if they paid me $765 million, gave me a private jet for my family, and gave me a suite and then four seats behind home plate. Hell yeah, I would go there. I mean, like, you'd be an idiot not to go there. But the problem is that, you know, when you're loafing out of the box and you're doing all this stuff, I guess you're forgetting how much money that they're paying you and what that looks like to the fan base, especially if you are not really performing to the expectations of what we all have for you. Now, look, I still think that he's got so much time to get this thing right, and he will get it right eventually. He's too good of a hitter not to get it right, that he is going through what I would call right now probably a little bit of adversity, and he's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to, and this, by the way, welcome to the Mets. Welcome to New York, you know, where you are not insulated, especially when you make the amount of money that you're making. I've said repeatedly on this show that I would have never paid him this much money. I know that the Yankees didn't want to pay him and give him all the perks that the Mets ended up giving him. So I think it's crazy, because I don't believe that a player, unless your name is Shohei Ohtani, is worth this kind of money. But that's you know, his right to go make it, and I'm glad he did, and good for him, because he's doing what he should be doing for the rest of his players, and that's raising the bar for everybody else, which he obviously has done here. But, you know, the laziness out of the box, the thinking that there are home runs or base hits, and he's sitting there admiring these shots, you know, that's not going to play well with the fan base, especially with the amount of money and all the perks that he's getting.
Yeah, and speaking of the perks with the private jet, yes, he flies with the team, but he does get that perk for his family when they want to attend road games.
So that, I mean, that is a thing. So
I mean, now is this all outside the luxury tax? I mean, like, or did the Mets have to pay luxury tax on that too? And do they get hotel rooms and do they get car services?
Yeah, I don't think that's part of it.
Get security? I mean, like, I see where the entire family's got security now. I mean, you would think they signed Jesus Christ here.
Yeah, well, he's not playing like it.
Well, but it's amazing to me, and honestly, I wanted him 4 years ago. I said that 1,000 times, and Jerry Recco basically was bouncing around the studio talking about how much I love Juan Soto, and I do. Mm. But, I mean, I want to see a performance that is commensurate with the amount of money, the amount of perks and everything else that he is receiving. Now, I want to give him time, and I don't want to really jump down his throat too much, but the fact of the matter is the Met fan, and plus it's all being amplified, too, by the disdain from the Yankee fans, and because they just came through the Subway Series, which was a nightmare for him.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten on some of the baseball insiders during free agency times where nothing's going on and they have to come up with stories and they put things out there and we have fun with like the maybe or could be's and all that stuff that happens. But when someone's reporting during the season and someone who's been around the game as long as Bob Clappage has been around the game, I mean, my goodness, he has covered baseball for decades. He's written books. Somebody that he trusts in the Mets organization told Bob Clappage that management is concerned about his happiness level. That clearly happened. There's no way that he's putting that out there without getting it from a legitimate source. Now, that doesn't mean that he's unhappy, but that means that someone in the organization at a high level is concerned about his happiness. That is weird. That is a strange thing. You get this massive contract. You get everything you want for your family. I mean, okay, you're not hitting it the way that everybody expected early on, but he's been through slumps before. The team is still playing relatively well. They've been in first place for most of the year except for right now. What's going on where he would be unhappy in the clubhouse?
I have no
idea.
He's
moping around to the point that there's people in the organization that are worried about that?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That, to me, is the most concerning thing.
I mean, remember the day he signed the contract? He looked like he was happy as hell.
He was in a hot tub and doing that whole thing.
Right,
his
exactly.
His brother was popping a champagne and everything else.
Right, and the other part of this is that pretty much as soon as the Yankees traded for him, it was like everybody knew that he was going to end up with the Mets.
Well, that was the talk. Is that it was rent in the Bronx, buy in Queens. That was the line. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And unfortunately, like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, for him, the Subway Series was just a reminder of not hitting behind Aaron Judge and watching his replacements, four players, in fact, have huge impacts on the three games and the two games that the Yankees beat them up. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a mental hurdle that he's going through right now, and everybody on the Yankee side is going to amplify it. Understandable. And the only way that he's going to shut everybody up is to go on a tear and to hustle and to make plays and to run out, out of the batter's box and don't take anything for granted and just don't pull a Gleyber Torres,
Yeah, I mean, and this is twice, and then CBS Sports Network is showing it right now. I mean, he thinks it's a home run. It's not. He ends up staring at it, admiring it, and then ending up on first base. And when you come off of the series that you had and the out that you made the previous day against the Yankees, I mean, people are going to talk about this. So, of course, they ask him about that after the game. He says, if you watched, I hustled the whole time. Carlos Mendoza, when asked about it, said, yeah, it's something we need to address with him, because clearly you do. I mean,
So if he said, I hustled the whole time, and then Carlos Mendoza says, we need to talk to him, there's something amiss there.
Well, of course.
I'm not happy about this. I want him to do well. I want them to do well. I'm rooting for them. I'm a Met fan.
Well, that's why I wanted him to go off last night. I really wanted the conversation to be this morning, and I was rooting hard for him and everyone he's had bats. I did not want the conversation to be this morning, where more ammo was given to the Juan Soto haters. But there, as you mentioned, there's still so much time for him to have a spectacular season, for the Mets to accomplish the goals that they set out at the beginning of the season. But right now, yes, this is just like last year, where things got off to a really bad start. There were some real issues there.
How about Francisco Lindor the second half of last year?
Was unbelievable.
We're not even remotely close to that yet.
Right. Vaulted himself into the conversation for the MVP. He was awesome. You can't in a baseball season, you know, make these determinations early, but there's no doubt that right now something is askew,
amiss.
Amiss, askew.
I don't know what it is, man. Just get it going and get over with it. I mean, the fact of the matter is they're dumping millions into your bank account every single couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I mean, your family's taken care of. They're flying on private jets. They got security around them. It's insane.
I mean, he really is unhappy or moping around or melancholy in the clubhouse. I mean, that's insane. I mean, that really is insane. You got every... Now, I know you're not hitting the way you want to, Juan. You'll get there. And maybe, you know, you put the nose to the grindstone, you get out there, you start whacking the ball around again. But if you're really... And I know that money doesn't cure all ills, but my goodness, could your life be any better than it is right now?
It doesn't... Well, yeah, I mean, I'm...
You could be hitting a little better. That's it.
His professional life is great.
Yeah.
And should be great. Gets treated like gold. You can't ask for any more than that. It's just amazing to me that all of this is out there right now. And again, I'm not going to sit here and doubt Michael Kay. I'm not going to doubt Bob Clappish, as you pointed out. Like, what does Bob Clappish gain from making something up?
Well, I mean, at this point in his career, he doesn't need to do that. He's not someone who's trying to make a name for himself or throwing stuff against the wall to get clicks and taking, you know, risks. He's talked to people. He's got sources throughout baseball. Now, whether or not you want to believe the people that are in the Mets organization that are concerned or think that their concerns are valid or not, that's a different conversation. But I believe that there are people in that organization that are concerned about his, like, the way he looks, and his demeanor is different. I mean, so we could have, if he wasn't on the Yankees last year, we could have had the conversation where we didn't watch him for 162. We didn't see him really. We only saw him for a couple series, Washington, San Diego, highlights, whatever. But we saw him as a Yankee for many, many games. And there's no doubt that early on, because let's just talk about early on, in April and May, that Juan Soto as a Yankee had a lot more energy throughout the game than he does in a Mets uniform. That is a fact.
He also had more success.
Right. So those things go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand. By the way, you know, up through 2025, through this year, he'll have made $205 million. And he's got 14 years left. The guy's going to make close to $1 billion playing baseball if you throw in all the perks. And I'm assuming the perks go for 15 years.
I would assume so.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't even know how much money that would add up to. You know, the four tickets behind home plate, the suite, the private jet, the security service.
Well, the suite's got to be close to $1 million a year.
To show you that it's not just about baseball. I the business around Citi Field is huge. And he is the linchpin to the success of Steve Cohen being able to develop and bring in a casino around Citi Field.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.